Reverend Jim here. Welcome along to Travelling with God. Welcome to the programme, and take care in the roads. But before we do so, we're going to hear a track from Sheila Walsh, God Has Come to Us. Song by Sheila Walsh, God Has Come to Us. I love it, that song, and always play it at Christmas. But today I have with me Linda Wiley Orne, or just call her Linda. And we met many years ago now. About how many, Linda?
About 12 or 13 years ago, Jim.
And what were you doing then?
Preparing to get married, a preparation course with my husband, Barry.
And I was supposed to be taking it.
I think I said more.
And how long have you been married now?
We're married 12 years past there in November.
Well, I must have worked then.
That worked.
That's not so bad. But anyhow, we're not here to talk about your marriage or any problems that we might have in life. But just I've a little note in front of me here. New Year's Day dinner for the lonely. And what's that all about?
It's exactly what it says. It's for a four-course dinner, homemade. And it's for not only people on their own, but people that are alone. You could be the richest person in the world, but you could still be very lonely. And it's just to have a bit of company on what I would consider, for some people, one of the most loneliest days of the year. It's just to meet with people, have a bit of crack. And it's totally free. And it's in Saunders Restaurant across from the new Lidl, beside the Tile Centre in Letterkenny at the Polestar Roundabout. And how I came up with it was Cathy does a dinner on Christmas Day in Church of Ireland Hall. And it's been a big success for her. So I had a bit of time in my hands last year and I thought, well, New Year's Day is, to me, a significant day to be in company. So I put it out there and right away everybody had offered help. People are so good when you bring up something like that. So within the day, I think, I got everything organised and just took it from there.
So last year went well?
Last year it was in Trinity Hall, and even though behind the scenes, Martin Anderson, the chef, he came on board, offered his services. Thank you, Martin. And with the help of a lot of people there, he really had his work cut out there. So this year, even though I was very thankful for Trinity Hall last year, this year it will save a lot of work by having it in Saunders, Martin's own restaurant there. So that makes things a lot easier.
So you had a good number of people turn up for this?
Yeah, we had over 100 last year, and Martin Orr, my brother-in-law, he played music, and there's a bit of dancing and a bit of singing. A few volunteers sang and a bit of jiving going on. So it just, even the volunteers last year left with happy hearts. Everybody had a great day.
Any particular memories of it?
Particular memories? There was actually a table full of Chinese students from the LYIT that couldn't get home, and they all came to the dinner and they had a great day. And I would like to think if my daughter was away somewhere and on that day couldn't get home, that they'd be welcome somewhere like that. So they had a great time. They'd all spot prizes, sweets, biscuits. It was just great, so it was. There's people from all different walks of life were there. There was the people that probably couldn't get a dinner, and then there's people that just were lonely, and couples came in that their families might have been grown up and away, and that was just a nice get together.
So people like me then?
People like you, Jim. You'd be more than welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went around talking to people that I would never have got talking to, and I really enjoyed listening to people's stories. And I've taken my friend Eileen on board, who is a good organizer too, and she just whips everybody into shape. So, and my husband Barry was lifting people. That's another thing, that a taxi can be arranged for people. They don't have to be able to drive. We can pick them up and leave them home again. I volunteers for that too.
Well, I'm a lonely person.
Yes.
And I would love to go to that dinner. But I don't know how I'm going to get, nor I don't know what to do. How do I tell you I'm coming?
Right. Well, I'll give my phone number out. And there is a Facebook page, if anybody's on Facebook. And it's New Year's Day dinner. And you click into that and you can send a message, a free message on Messenger, your details, and I will get back to you right away. My phone number, I'll just give it out here now anyway. It's 087-834-0534. If you want to message me or ring me, by all means, and we can book you in. You don't even have to book in. You can turn up that day. But if you want to ring and just find out anything about it, because it's taken that step. I think it's taken the step to come there, you think. But once you do it, you'll do it every year. I would say everybody there last year we'll be coming back this year because it was just such an enjoyable day. And like only good can come out of something like that, I think.
I notice from your poster that it says totally free. How can it be totally free?
It's totally free. Like everything there has been made, homemade soup. People have volunteered to make soup. People have volunteered to make. Last year we had so many fabulous homemade desserts that we had to actually send desserts home with people because we had actually too many desserts. And the turkey and ham dinner, people have made donations, so that goes towards buying the turkey and ham. And people too have sponsored the potatoes, the veg. Everything's sponsored, like, because a lot of money left over last year, which we donated to the hospice. This year I'm donating it to Michael McGrath's fund for his operation, or this treatment he's getting, which is very close to my heart. He has bowel cancer. So we're giving the money to that this year. So all people have given money already. So anything else that we receive will go towards that we don't need.
So. And families, I notice, are welcome too.
Families are welcome. I have people ringing up that are, you know, alone parents, and they're just saying, are they okay to come with their children? Of course you are. That's the type of people we want. It's a day where you want to spend with your family. You know, bring company. If people are disabled, bring your helper, bring your friend. Everybody's welcome. And nobody will be turned away. Even you get a bowl of soup, you'll get something.
Well, we're interested in all you've said, but I think we'll take a wee break now because it's Advent time, and this is a song by Keith Getty, Joy Has Dawned Across the World. I'll get it right myself sometime.
Oh,
song called Joy Has Dawned Across the World as we make our way through this particular Advent season. I'm talking here to Linda Orr, and she's been explaining to us all about this New Year's dinner that she is organising with all the helpers behind her. And she's told us a little bit about the why, but I just want you to enlarge on that. Why are you doing this?
Well, I have touched on it before, Jim, but the reason I'm doing it is because this time of year, you know, going into the new year, I just think there's a lot of depression going about. There's a lot of people that are extremely lonely at this time of year, might have lost loved ones. And I just think, what a better way to start into a new year than a bit of joyfulness, a bit of happiness. So I just thought, a big dinner, everybody has donated it. It doesn't cost anything. Just cost people their time, which they gladly give up for something like this. But it's just, I just think it's, I have to get the word out there that it's not just for, you know, the people that have nothing. It's, you could have everything. You could have everything you want in the world, but you just might be lonely. And it doesn't matter what social standing you have, you know, loneliness hits you. I just want people to know that if you know anybody that, you know, down the street from me that might be on their own, that might have nobody, knock on their door, offer to bring them to this on New Year's Day, come yourself and just, you know, do your wee bit for the lonely and make somebody's day. A small thing can help a lot of people, so, and it doesn't cost much or time.
No, I think loneliness is something that hits everybody at some stage in life. Yeah. I remember being in Edinburgh once and I was surrounded by people, but I felt very lonely, and there's people out there who are lonely, and we're looking for them to make contact with you.
Yes.
So they can come along.
That's the people we're looking for. And if they've a member of their family that's with them, or it's open to anybody, you can contact me if you want to say you're coming by ringing me or texting me or going on Facebook, New Year's Day dinner. And message me, private message me. Now, you don't have to book. You can turn up that day at Saunders. And it's open at, we're food serving at 2 o'clock. There'll be a bit of music by my brother-in-law, Martin, and a few guests and loads of spot prizes. No money needed. Just, we just want people there now to avail of this when it's available and make the most of it.
And how did you get your volunteers?
I just put up on Facebook, anybody, and the amount of people that... Now, we had loads of volunteers last year. There was people in doing the dishes, people there to set up. There was, there's young ones. I was blown away by the young ones last year. There's a young fellow in particular came up and he stayed there from morning till night till the last dish was washed. And it just was amazing. The young, I think it's good for them to see what's out there and how there's the feel good factor too, of course, if you, you know, helping somebody or making somebody's day, making somebody's year, the start of a new year. Let's make 2018 a happy year to get into, start off on a good note.
I'm just sitting here thinking that maybe we should be playing, which I don't have with me, Eleanor Rigby at this particular point. All the lonely people, you know, where did they all come from? And they come from anywhere and everywhere. What do you hope for out of this?
What do I hope for?
I know
for?
You're not looking for any thanks yourself or anything, but what do you hope that this will cause for people?
I just hope it lets people realise that we're all on the one level. There's nobody better than anybody else when it comes to your mental health at the end of the day. And talking to people, it's just taking that step to do something about it. I just want people to be happy. I just want people to know that there is ones that are there to listen to you. And my occupation, we have people come in, and I'm a hairdresser. People come in and you find out their life story and that, you know, they just want to talk. That's what this is about too. You can come and you can, there'll be people going around that you can talk to and just have a happy day and enjoy yourself. You might leave with a box of sweets or a tin of biscuits and with a happy heart.
Good. And you are looking forward to it. And I know you've put an awful lot of work into it.
There's a lot of organisation on it, but people are coming on board and helping.
Sleepless nights?
No sleepless nights.
No sleepless nights.
No sleepless nights. It helps me sleep at night, if that's any good. But it's No, it's all coming together. It'll not be long. Sure, we're in the middle of December already. So, but if anybody wants to make any donations, biscuits, sweets, anything like that there, they can private message me or they can we can arrange for them to be picked up or anything like that. So anybody's good at making homemade soup, I could still do with a pot of homemade soup. I could still do with a few desserts. So far, this is all I need. So that's just private message me or text me, ring me. Or just drop it in the day.
Well, to sum it all up in many ways, we're just saying this is a New Year's Day dinner and it's where again?
It's in Saunders Restaurant out by the Polestar roundabout across from the new Lidl in Letterkenny.
And the meal will be served at
2 p.m.
And then if anyone arrives late,
they'll get a bowl of soup or a dessert. Or
they'll get something.
They'll get something. You'll not be turned away empty-handed. Mm-hmm. Just please, please come.
And you just want people to contribute
contribute whatever you can and or even volunteer your services and I'll get back to you about it. Let people know what they have to do.
Right. Thank you for coming along, Linda. Nice to talk to you. Nice to see you again.
Thank you very
and
much.
And I haven't got to for that haircut yet, but I will one day.
No bother.
And just to say to all you out there who are listening, thank you for travelling along with us tonight and say goodnight.
Not goodbye.
And not goodbye. And God bless. And keep on travelling with him. Thank you, Linda.
Behind. Like the path of a star. Good night.